President Obama pledged to keep listening to and advocating for Alaska Natives and Native Americans today at his second Tribal Nations Summit. The Interior Department in Washington hosted hundreds of leaders from the country's federally recognized tribes, including those from Alaska, who filled the front rows of the auditorium. Representatives from Alaska Native corporations were also in attendance. President Obama's biggest announcement was that the U.S. will sign on to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, something Alaska Native leaders said was a top priority.
Recognizing that no statement can undo the damage that was done, what it can do is help reaffirm the principles that should guide our future. It's only by heeding the lessons of our history that we can move forward. And as you know, in April, we announced that we were reviewing our position on the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And today I can announce that the United States is lending its support to this declaration.
The U.S. was one of only a handful of nations who refused to sign the declaration back in 2007. It protects the rights of Native people worldwide and affirms their rights to traditions and culture. The Bush administration complained that it might conflict with the relationship between the United States government and tribes, but President Obama said it was time to sign on.
The aspirations it affirms, including the respect for the institutions and rich cultures of Native peoples, are one we must always seek to fulfill.
Obama said what matters more than words are actions to match those words, and that, he said, is what today's conference was about. He touched on highlights of the past year, passage of the Indian Health Care Improvement Act, which is part of the larger health care overhaul still under fire from Republicans. He talked about signing the Tribal Law and Order Act this summer and the recent settlement of the Cobell case, a long-running battle over government mismanagement of billions of dollars in royalties for Indian trustees. President Obama says he hopes to change the level of faith tribes have with the federal government.
The truth is, for a long time, Native Americans were implicitly told that they had a choice to make. By virtue of the long-standing failure to tackle wrenching problems in Indian country, it seemed as though you had to either abandon your heritage or accept a lesser lot in life. But there was no way to be a successful part of America and a proud Native American. But we know this is a false choice. To accept it is to believe that we can't and won't do better. And I don't accept that. I know there's not a single person in this room who accepts that either.
After President Obama spoke, tribal leaders met in breakout sessions with cabinet secretaries and other administration officials. Issues ranged from subsistence rights to justice to health issues and how the federal government can support tribes better in disputes with states. Justice Department Assistant Attorney General Ignacia Moreno said she heard from Alaskans that their issues are unique and may deserve individual attention.
A summit on Alaska Native issues. There was a thinking that there's something that needs to be addressed in a separate context and that maybe having just a summit on that would be helpful.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar closed out the day by promising that the White House is listening.
I think we have shown that we have turned the page and we are doing a lot and have accomplished a lot, but also recognize the reality we have a lot more to do. You don't undo 400 years of history, frankly, in 18, 19 months. But under this president's commitment and his leadership and his direction to his cabinet, we are well on our way.
As APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington, many Alaskans came away with hope, but also a desire to see more accomplished.